I knew what to say. It gave me the freedom to listen to my customers. I got to hear what they needed and what they wanted. I was able to ask clarifying questions and make sure I knew exactly what I was trying to help them accomplish because I wasn't thinking about what I had to say. I already knew what to say because I had practiced it for hours and hours, well compensated for all of that unpaid time. So take a moment. I want each of you to feel what I feel. Here in Cambridge at MIT Museum, right now there are engineers and brain power surrounding this building. We're in an environment right now where people are absolutely dedicated to education and progress. But that's not my message for you today. My message for you today is about a four-letter word, actually a series of four-letter words that are required to have a successful life and career. Now, I'm sure all of you can recognize that the first four-letter word is work, right? And my definition of work is just a tad bit different than most people's. For me, the word work means that we are expending energy in a direction with a desired outcome or a goal that we're trying to achieve. Now, when I talk about hard work, I'm going to be talking to you about it in just a little bit different of a context. Because today, as a mentor and a coach and a trainer for people that are trying to build careers, I talk with a lot of people at the very beginning of their career, and they're trying to aspire to something. And quite often, I'll hear somebody say, you know, I want to be like Michael Jordan. Or I'll hear somebody say, I want to be Bruce Springsteen. Or I want to be Tiger Woods. They aspire to somebody that has achieved greatness, who's at the pinnacle of their success, and they're just at the beginning. So why am I sharing this with you today? Recently, I had one of the people that I'm coaching share in our conversation, she said, Mark, you know, I want to have a successful career just like you. And I can tell you honestly that I feel a little bit flattered, but I'm also very uncomfortable because I'm thinking back to a 40-year career with ups and downs and failures and plateaus, crashing and burning, and exhilarating moments as well. So I'm asking myself, what can I share with this person that's going to help them have a successful career? Because they're in this moment trying to grow. It can't be a slick sales script. It can't be some little meme advertising clip that I give her. It had to have something of meaning. And as I reflected, the thing that came back and forth to my mind over and over again was that my career has been successful because I was always willing to work for free. Now, I know a lot of people will say, well, I don't work for free, Mark. I've heard real estate people saying that for years. I don't work for free. I understand that. But one of the keys to my success has been the willingness to work for free, which means that I was unpaid, but it doesn't mean that I was uncompensated. Hear that again. Just because I'm not paid doesn't mean that I was uncompensated. One of my first mentors was a guy named Jim Rohn, and I heard him say this quote. I absolutely love it. He said, and I can even sound just like him when I say it, he said, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you'll make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. That's exactly how he presented it. And I love that message. His mentor shared it with him. He shared it with me. And today I'm sharing it with you. So I'm going to give you three quick examples of areas where I worked for free and unpaid, but was richly rewarded. So the first thing that comes to mind is the hours that I spent practicing sales scripts in a conference room in my office. Now, most of you have probably heard about the 10,000-hour rule. It takes 10,000 hours to master any skill. Ask any concert pianist or a violin player. It takes time to get to the top of your field. So I sat in that conference room practicing my scripts. I would sing-song them. I would do it with a southern drawl. I'd do a rapid-fire version of it. Sometimes I would speak uncomfortably slow. But the end result of all of that practice was that I knew my job inside and out. I knew what to say, and it gave me the freedom to listen to my customers. I got to hear what they needed and what they wanted. I was able to ask clarifying questions and make sure I knew exactly what I was trying to help them accomplish because I wasn't thinking about what I had to say. I already knew what to say because I had practiced it for hours and hours, very well compensated for all of that unpaid time. The second thing that I spent quite a bit of time doing was giving back into my industry. As a real estate broker, they had these associations. It was the Board of Realtors, and there was a local association as well as a state association. And I worked in both of those, basically unpaid, gave them my time and energy and effort. So I started as a volunteer, worked as an officer for several years, and even spent 6 years as the treasurer. And what I learned from all of that time was how the committee process worked. I learned how to conduct a professional sales meeting. I learned about Robert's Rules of Order that nobody understands and everybody hates, right? But I learned how to use those skills because of the time that I donated it to other people. I was well paid. I also met the leaders in our industry and created relationships that became lucrative later on over time. The last area that I invested time unpaid was joining Toastmasters, and I've heard other speakers talk about their experience there as well. For 3 years, I spent 2 hours a week, 1 hour preparing and 1 hour in the meeting, learning how to stand in front of people and speak. I was the guy whose knees shook, whose hands were sweaty and shook. My mouth got really dry. I started getting tunnel vision, and I thought I was going to pass out. And what I can share with you today is there's absolutely nothing that I enjoy more than standing in front of a group of people like yourselves, hungry to learn and sharing powerful ideas with you. There's nothing that feels better to me inside than being able to pass along what was given to me by others. So for all of those folks out there that say, you know, I don't work for free, I would say that you're asking the wrong question. Whether it's in your job, or in your marriage, or anywhere else, the question isn't, what am I getting here? The question is, what am I becoming here? Not what am I getting here, what am I becoming here? For those people that say, I won't work for free, you know, I know that money is important, but there are so many things that are so much more valuable than money. It's you, and it's you, and it's you. We are the most valuable things that we have on this planet to take care of. And it is personal development and loving yourself first that will help you grow and achieve and be well paid over a long-term career. So thank you for listening to the message today. Again, I love talking about time-tested principles for success because I know they can be taught. And when they're mastered, extraordinary people just like me and perhaps like you, can do extraordinary things. Let's do it together. Thank you so much, and God bless.